They're starting to find some form early in the season, the Sydney Kings, and we're lucky enough to have on the line this morning Dane Pinno. So, good morning, Dane.
Good morning, mate. How you doing?
Yeah, going very well, mate. You've started to find some form, and that was a terrific performance against the Breakers the other day.
Yeah, no, it was a really good game for us. The whole way through, we felt really confident. We never really thought we were going to lose that one. So, you know, it was good seeing amongst the boys after that win.
I've been watching the Kings closely, and obviously defence was an issue last year, but they've improved that. But I like the way that you're moving the ball around, you're having players take plenty of shots at the basket, and it's a real good style of basketball, I reckon, you've started to develop.
Yeah, no, definitely. The offense is much quicker this year, and that's nice. The ball's not sticking as much, and you're right. The defense is what kind of where it starts for us, because we get quite a lot of stops this year compared to last year. It's kind of a leaking point, so we kind of run back at the other team where their defense isn't set up. So it definitely stems from the defensive side, but we have a lot of unselfish guys. You see, they're all kind of just buying in and want to win a championship. So the offense is looking pretty sharp at the minute.
Yeah, and the confidence levels must be high. And do you notice the difference, you know, once you start to believe in your system and it starts to work, when you turn up for training, the intensity's there and you're more confident in what you're doing?
Yeah, definitely. Practices have been really intense lately. It's tough for our offense. If you came out of practice, actually doesn't look that great sometimes because we all know exactly what we're running.
Yep.
But I think that kind of like the intensity of our practices is what is making us look a little bit better in the game and whatnot. But, you know, it's going all right now.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Obviously, the influence that Andrew Bogut, I don't know how much training he actually does during the week, Dane, but he's certainly playing okay on the weekend, and that's pretty good preparation.
Yeah, he's very busy on the weekend, so sometimes we give him a little bit of rest during the week. But no, he's been awesome this year. It's pretty cool playing on his team. Like, I always think I'm glad he's on our team and we don't have to go against him because he's been pretty dominant lately. He's just really intimidating on defense, and he's a good leader down the other end too. So. No, he does get a little bit of time off during the week, but I think it's you're right, very much warranted.
Yeah, I think the Sydney Kings, though, this year, Dane, look as though you got more depth. I mean, Kevin Lish didn't play the other day, and Kyle Adden got his opportunity, and I thought he was outstanding, in particular harassing Corey Webster from the Breakers. He did a terrific job on him.
Yeah, I was telling Kyle, I gave him a little bit of a birthday present because it was actually me who accidentally gave Kevin a bit of a knock on the weekend.
Oh, did you?
So, yeah, that was me, yeah. I thought to myself, you know what? Kyle's birthday, I want to give him some more minutes. So I accidentally, I made it look like a bit of an accident. I clipped Kev right in the face. But he did awesome, didn't he?
He did.
He was so energetic on offense. He kind of always is because he's a real spark for us, but especially on the defensive end, he stepped up at Corey Webster. I think he was 2 of 11. So him and Jerome did a really good job down there, and that's always an end that Kyle has been trying to improve, and he's been doing a much better job. So it was great to see him have that kind of success because he's always working hard and he really deserves it.
Well, third on the ladder, but this is the acid test, isn't it? Melbourne United to actually, you know, show where you're at.
Yeah, it's a big one. It's really cool too, like going down there, it's a sold out crowd, and There's a bit of feeling in the game, you know. There's a bit of chippiness between, you know, Chris and Bogut in the preseason, and yeah, we do really want to get this one. I mean, every game's the same, but this one would feel great to get it done. They're the reigning champs and everything like that, and the minute they get to be kind of the big dogs because they have that on their name. But yeah, we'd like to take them down from their pedestal a little bit. And so we're pretty pumped for this week. Just as we are every week, but even a little bit more this week.
Good on you, mate. We wish you all the very best, Dane. Thanks for your time and good luck against Melbourne.
No worries. Thank you very much, mate.